Campbell leads Asheville 23-21, 7:48 to go in the first half. Anthony Delorso for Campbell with 8 points. Fletcher Abey with 11 points for Asheville. You look at the statistics, they are pretty darn even, including both teams, 9 of 20 from the floor, 45%.
Close right now, and I think it's going to be close at the end of this ball game. And for Campbell right now, I think a key right now is no personal fouls. Right now, there's no foul trouble. And that's important because you've got some big defensive assignments with Jay Powell going against Pember, and everybody looks to be clean right now. So that's a huge factor that referees aren't calling fouls, and you're not going to have any substitutions with guys going out of the game.
There's been two fouls called in this entire game, both on Asheville, one on Drew Pember. After arrest, Delorso back into the game. He's joined by Powell, Moksekis, Reyna into the game for the first time. The Alabama State transfer in Vesteris. Delorso has it on the right side. He dribbles, stops, pops, elbow way off. Might have been partially blocked. It's saved in by Jones. He'll get it up ahead to Burgess. A little bit of a mini break. Burgess hesitates, drives right, down on the block, finds Jones. Open for three left side. Off the front and back of the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Reyna. Reyna gets into the front court. Hits Powell on the left wing. Powell between the leg dribble. Dribbles at the free throw line. Now gives to Moksekis. Back into the right corner for Reyna, being guarded by Pember. Reyna takes him to the hole, puts it up. Pember blocks him. It trickles out of bounds, and Asheville will get the ball. Boy, Reyna did a good job of getting by Pember, but Pember, with that 6'10 wingspan, was able to swat away his layup attempt.
I like the aggressive move, but when you get in the paint, put up that shot fake. Pember was flying there for the block, go up and under on him.
Reyna had 10 points for Campbell yesterday. Helped Campbell steady the ship when both Clemens and Powell were in foul trouble. Asheville trails by two, 6:50 to go in this first half. Burgess walks it up, gives it left side to Abey, gets it back. Fakes right, goes left, finds down low Battle, pump fake, goes up, yes, as Vesteris fouls him. It's a chance for an and one and the lead as we're tied at 23.
That was a pretty hard foul. Just amazed there. Battle was able to focus to get that ball in because that was going to be an easy layup. I like the fact that LV was physical. Just don't let him make it. But you have to give credit to Battle there because that foul was hard enough. Good job by LV, but he just hung in the air and powered it through.
I mean, LV came with two hands and almost tackled the guy. It was a clean foul, but it's one of those where he didn't want him to make the shot, and he did. Battle's free throw misses. We are tied at 23. 6:39 to go in this opening half. We have had five ties, four lead changes. Campbell has led for the majority. No team is led by more than four. Reyna fans out to the right side. Now between the rings, still dribbling. He'll give to LV, high post right side. Hand off to Delorso on the wing. Taking on Pember. Delorso, triple team, gives to Powell. Left corner, three for the lead. Got it. 26-23, Campbell leads.
And so important to hit your outside shots. Campbell's doing it so far. When Campbell drives in, double teams are coming over. It's leaving the perimeter shots wide open.
Jones to match. Got it. Asheville's all-time leading scorer matches. Four threes for Asheville. Five threes for Campbell. We are tied again, this time at 26, with under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Powell gives it to Moksekis, who gives it back to Vesteris. Vesteris finds Reyna between the rings. Reyna holds. Left wing Vesteris. Reyna gets it back. He's double teamed. Over to Vesteris. He wants to go right side and does. Gives it to Delorso. Delorso stops. Pops. Right baseline 16-footer. No. Powell gets the rebound over. Pember goes up. Doesn't make the bucket, but it'll go to the free throw line. What work from Jay Powell underneath?
He's being physical down low. Already six rebounds. 10 points for Powell. But the work he's doing going against Pember, yet another foul on him. But again, that extra opportunity is huge.
Six double-doubles, including one in this tournament. And he's on his way to a tournament final double-double. 10 points, six rebounds, three on the offensive end, three on the defensive end, and he hits the free throw. Powell in this tournament is 14 for 17 coming in at the free throw line. Powell, the senior out of Omaha, Nebraska. His parents immigrated from Senegal and landed in Omaha. He spent his first 3 years at Jacksonville State. He has another year of eligibility. He went to the tournament last year as an A-Sun champ, trying to do it this year as a Big South champ. He hits them both, and Campbell's lead back up to two, 28-26, 5.5 minutes to go in this first half. Powell goes out, Clemens comes in, Dunn comes in, Reyna goes out. Substitutions for Campbell, playing their Fourth game in 5 days. Burgess tries to penetrate. Delorso plays good defense, pushes him out. Now Burgess, wearing number two in the white jersey of Asheville, will take it out to the top of the key. Gives to Abey, who has been quiet since his explosion for 11 points early. Abey stops, pops, 16-footer from the right side. No, the rebound fought for and into the hands of Delorso. Here comes Campbell up two, 5 minutes to go in this first half. Delorso hesitates, gives to Clemens. Clemens back to LV, top of the key. Hands off to Clemens, left side of the key. Dribbles inside the arc, fires a pass. Moksekis has to bring in. Moksekis dribbles, drives, fires for Clemens into the left corner. Clemens now drives underneath the hoop, gives to Moksekis. Back to Clemens, right corner. Now down to the right block. LV trying to take Pember on, goes up over Pember and gets it to go. Wow! Vesteris hits it. Campbell has matched their largest lead of the game. It's 4, 30-26. Down low, Pember hits it, and the foul. Wow.
Heck of a play from LV over on the offensive side, and that was just a nice cut from Pember going towards the hoop. And it seems like Asheville coming right back with a punch of their own. This game going back and forth. Strong plays by both teams.
Campbell leads Asheville 30-28. 4:32 left to go in this first half. Pember will go to the free throw line. Drew Pember, player of the year, has 6 points on 3 of 5 shooting and 4 rebounds. But remember, Pember averages 21 per game to go along with 10 boards. So far, so good. Tamping down Drew Pember, and he misses a free throw. He's an 83% free throw shooter. Campbell's lead stays 2. Clemens walks it into the front court. Crosses over. Gives right side to Dunn. Back to Lusane. Back into the corner to Clemens. Clemens to Powell. 3 on the way. Off the back iron. No. Rebound pulled down by Abey. Pitches it up to Burgess. Burgess hesitates on the left wing. Between the leg dribble, but Clemens is right there with him. Burgess gives top of the key to Jones. Fires Jones off the front iron. No good. Rebound Delorso. Campbell comes back the other way. Media timeout at the next whistle. Campbell leads by 2. Delorso at the top of the key. Gets a pick from Lusane. Lusane gets it back. Over to Delorso. Delorso catches on the left wing. Dribbles left baseline. Turns at the left block. Working on Jones. He'll spin. Pump fake and put it up for 2.
This amazing play from Delorso. Spinning and then the shot fake to get him up in the air. And Campbell's got momentum going to this timeout.
Morrell has to call a timeout. They have to figure out a way to stop Anthony Delorso. He's got 10. Powell has 12. The newcomer's getting it done. And as we go to a timeout, 3:34 left to go in this first half. So far, so good. Campbell leading Asheville 32-28.